Iran is on the verge of restarting some of its nuclear activities that have been frozen for more than a year. Iran has been in negotiations with three key European countries. And today, Britain, France, and Germany say if Iran goes forward, the matter may have to be referred to the UN Security Council. At the same time, new intelligence analysis suggests that it will take much longer for Iran to acquire nuclear weapons than previously thought. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. He's in Jerusalem. Mike, what exactly is Iran threatening to do?
Well, Michelle, it's threatening to restart its uranium conversion facility, which is in Isfahan. Now, this is a prior step to uranium enrichment. It doesn't mean that Iran is about to start enriching uranium, which could lead to the fissile material that they could use to make a bomb. The Iranian officials are saying that it's an irreversible decision, and they've given instructions to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the inspectors at the Isfahan facility, to break their seals that have been on this equipment, which has been frozen for something up to a year. At the same time, the IAEA has said that they haven't broken the facilities yet. They need more time to do that. They might have to move some equipment from their headquarters in Vienna to Iran. And so it's not clear exactly what's happened today at this Isfahan facility. There have also been statements from Tehran that they might give the Europeans a couple of more days. We've had this tit-for-tat before between the Europeans and the Iranians, so it's not exactly sure where we are right now.
Well, in this case, the Europeans, as we said, are threatening to take the matter to the UN Security Council. What would that mean?
Well, certainly it would mean that the Europeans felt that the talks were at an end and they couldn't go further. The Europeans were about to make new proposals to Iran to offer Iran economic incentives to keep the Iranian nuclear program frozen. They were about to do this in a couple of days. So there were strong statements today from senior European officials that such a move would stop the negotiations. That came from the EU's foreign policy chief. There were similar remarks from the foreign ministers of the three. But this has been the nature of the negotiations for some time. There's been talk, then threat from Iran to start its program, and counter threat from the Europeans that they might move this to the Security Council.
Mike, what more have we learned in these intelligence disclosures on the possibility of an Iranian nuclear bomb?
Well, the Washington Post reported this morning that there's a new national intelligence estimate that puts Iran's acquiring enriched uranium at 10 years down the line. This is a much longer timeline than any cited in recent years. And this is just for acquiring enriched uranium. It's not for acquiring the other technologies that would go into making a successful bomb. This estimate now is very cautious. It's at odds with many statements of the Bush administration that Iran is close to making a nuclear weapon. Vice President Cheney suggested that 6 months ago. John Bolton, the new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., has also suggested it. The new intelligence estimate may reflect much more caution on the part of U.S. intelligence agencies in light of the fiasco over the intelligence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, which turned out not to be true. There's also, it should be said, new intelligence in Israel suggesting that Iran is much further away. And this is important because Israeli leaders have been putting pressure on the American side to do something about Iran's nuclear facilities with a suggestion that they might have to be attacked. So the Israelis are now coming out much more cautious than they have been previously as well.
How might this new intelligence estimate affect the ongoing negotiations with Iran?
Well, if the United States and Israel make more threats against Iran, they might seem less urgent. It's likely that Iran is going to use this news to argue that its activities are less dangerous. And if the issue does get to the Security Council, Russia and China are much less likely to view Iran as a serious threat. Sanctions, therefore, are even less likely than thought previously. And in the end, it might force a change in how the Bush administration views Iran and deals with it.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Mike Schuster.